Commissioner, I realize this can serve Alabama as quite a push to try to really get consumers and folks around the state to understand the role of agriculture and what they're doing here in the state, isn't it?
It is. We're excited to be a part of this, and it is important because as the challenge to supply global food resources gets nearer and nearer to the break-even point, we're going to have larger and larger challenges to how we do that with science, technology, and communications. People need to know and understand what the challenges are and what those of us that are trying to be prepared to feed them are going through to try to reach that goal.
You know, we're hearing more and more about how important it is for agriculture to tell their story. So I guess this is a major step in doing just that.
It is. Hopefully it'll be one more good tool in the toolbox to communicate with folks and try to bring them to understand that just because they go to the grocery store and buy food, that's not where it all comes from.
Yeah, I realize your office deals with more than just agriculture, but you do deal on the consumer side and see things like this. So it is good to see this kind of a tie-in there for your, for your department.
Absolutely, because in addition to communicating with the consumers and the general public, we've got to communicate and do a good job of educating each other, too, because I think we're going to see a continuing increase of small farmers with great opportunities, and those folks have got to be reached out to and educated and made aware of things they need to know about their soil and the other resources that they are responsible for.
Of course, I realize we're kind of preaching to the choir when we say this, but agriculture is the number one industry in the state, and I know you're proud of that fact, and we want to keep it that way. Then
we're very proud of it, and in June, we hope to have new numbers showing a substantial increase in the economic impact that we have for the state of Alabama.